All right, our next presentation is agronomic values of separated solids from anaerobically digested cattle feedlot manure for barley forage production under minimum tillage. Zayin Howe presenting.
Thank you, Chair. Before I started, I would like to acknowledge my co-authors. Virginia Nelson is the one whose crew did all the field work, seeding, harvesting, apply amendment. And Dr. Xiaomei Li is instrumental in getting the funding for this project. So for livestock production, the current trend is towards large confined operations. In Alberta, Canada, there are about 5.1 million of cattle, 42% of national total. Most of them concentrated on the southern Alberta where my research center is located. Because the confined feeding operations, there are huge amount of quantity of manure produced in relatively small area. Most manure are applied in the land near the feedlot operations. In a sense, manure is disposed of rather than used as a fertilizer. Manure management is an environmental issue. So for livestock manure handling, typically, this is what I describe in the feedlot operations in Canada. They clean out the manure from the feedlot pen when the cattle reach the market weight and apply to the land in the fall or in spring whenever condition is suitable, such as ground is not frozen. And in the spring, you have very short window of time before seeding you can apply. And occasionally, when the condition not favorable, you have to stockpiling the manure. And sometimes manure stockpiled up to 1 year or 2 years before they could be applied to the field. Less than 10% of manure in Canada is composted. The reason for such a low fraction of manure compost is because you have to find a market. Before you compost it, you have to know who will buy your compost. Otherwise, it costs you money to use this practice. There are only one ongoing production digesters using cattle manure to produce biogas. And the second one was constructed about 3 or 4 or 5 years ago. And it is mainly using the potato processing waste and some dairy manure. There's also another one commercially using the hog manure, dairy manure for biogas production. But using solid cattle manure, this is the only one in Vigoville, Alberta, and that's where I got my digestate. So for my study, it's mainly try to see how do we managing the digestate. We have a fair amount of research going on in the past 20, 30 years on how to managing cattle manure. But there's very little information how to manage this digestate. What is the value of a separate solid from this digestate? We all know anaerobic digestive material are rich in available nitrogen phosphorus. But how is agronomic value? With very little information available in Canada. So for this study, we have two field sites, mainly grown barley forage. That's typical what the feedlot producer are doing. They buy the green, like a barley grain or corn grain for finishing diet, but the most silage, roughage is produced locally. Here's a few pictures of the digesting the biogas plant in Vigoville. It is just the very first one is solid manure coming in here and into the digesters. And after digestion, we have this school press separate the liquid from the solid. And this is what it looks like, the separate solid, big stockpile in the plant. So for those of you not familiar with Canada, my research center is here and very close to Montana border. And for this study, we have two field sites. One is right beside my research center. One is north of Edmonton, very close to biogas plant. This is about six and a half hour drive. So pretty much in spring, we did an amendment application and seeding and hired a university student doing a greenhouse gas work for us over the summer and then go back to the harvesting and yield estimate. We have five treatments. CK received no amendment. And we also have the fresh manure. and also have the anaerobic digested material in liquid form. As well as remove the liquid, we have a separate solid. And the very last treatment is a pellet. We just make the separate solid into a pellet, see how it's acronym value as well. Here is roughly the picture. And this, our study is a small component, large scale study, and separate parts was produced pellets for my field study, but end up that component falling apart. My student had to produce pellets ourselves with a small pelleting machine. And the quality is not quite same as commercially produced, depending on the moisture content, and some pellets very nice, and some just a little bit mushy, just not quite as what we expected. And here's you can see the big lumps of fresh cattle manure, and this is much more uniform, separate solid. We also find out that to pelleting the separate solid, we need a moisture content around 35 to 39%. Too high or too low, the pellet won't form properly. We apply this amendment in two rates. One is at agronomy rate, recommended for this black soil, roughly is 135 kilogram nitrogen per hectare. We also apply the double the rate to try to see what kind of response we get. It is surface applied with double disc minimum soil disturbance. We try to seed it the same day, but sometimes when the amendment applied and we have a rainfall or other adverse conditions, and seeding might be done quite a bit later. It's just a couple of pictures of this is a liquid applicator, and you can see after liquid application we have quite a bit of disturbance on the surface. And then here is our solid applications, and after application you can see that double rate is quite a bit amount of solid left on the surface. For the soil, it is a very rich black soil. As you can see, the organic matter content is quite high, almost 15%. This means this site previously might have a manure history. And we try to find the site near the Edmonton. This is only University of Alberta acquired this farm recently, so this is never site available to us. And for the 4-year study, as you can see, the weather conditions pretty much were very dry, below normal precipitation. And temperature is roughly close normal or slightly above normal. And so when we look at the results, we should keep in mind our results obtained under below normal weather precipitations. For the forage yield, as you can see, the response is not as dramatic as you expected. In part because our soil to start with is very rich. We have a fair amount of nitrate in the soil profile as well because of the previous cropping history. And overall, it's a digested produce highest yield compared to manure or separate solid, and pellets produce lowest yield. And the year-to-year variability is large. And 2011, the lowest yield obtained mainly because we have a precipitation right after the seeding then seemed to be outstanding establishment was not very good, and there are some problems with germination and the stand. In terms of differences, we try to compare to fresh manure because we have lots of research done compared to fresh manure, and also there's regulations in the province how when you can apply fresh manure, but there's no such regulation how do we manage digested or the separate solid. So compared to the manure, the differences here seem to be digested produce higher yield than the fresh manure, and separate solid are similar to the fresh manure, while the pellets produce yield is much lower, and it's not as good as the fresh manure. In terms of nitrogen uptake, pretty much follow the similar trend as the yield. And they, again, reflecting the weather condition and digestate produce higher yield, higher nitrogen uptake. In a sense, digestate has a more fraction of nitrogen phosphorus in the available form. So when you partition the liquid from the solid, more soluble form and nutrients in the liquid are partitioned in the liquid. And as a result, the separate solid has a similar or a little bit lower available nutrient fractions as a fresh manure. And pelleting, in a sense, when you apply the pellet, you're limiting the contact point between the soil and the manure, the organic amendment. So, and then take time for this pellet to mineralize and release nutrients. And that's why the availability is lower and nitrogen uptake is lower. And the phosphorus uptake and very little differences compared to nitrogen. And again, they seem to be the year has more impact than growing season conditions than the treatment effect. So in terms of nitrogen utilization efficiency, this is basically amendment derived from nitrogen derived from the amendment. This is just calculation of treatment minus CK divided by total N uptake. Also apparent N recovery, how much applied, how much crop utilized. As you can see, this digested has highest amendment derived nitrogen uptake, as well as the recovery percentage of applied and recovered in the plant. And pellet, we have even better net immobilization as well. Separate solid statistically is very similar to the manure. The difference is very small. For phosphorus, the difference is much smaller because we have excess phosphorus available for the plant, and the recovery rate is very low, between 3 to 6%. Compared to nitrogen, the difference is narrowed. Again, digestate has highest amendment derived uptake as well as the utilization rate. In summary, forest yield and NP uptake were affected by amendment use and growing season conditions. Digested liquid form application seems to produce highest yield and NP uptake. Pellet did not perform as well as a fresh manure, and the separate solid are similar to fresh manure. In a sense, based on this result and based on our growing season conditions, so all these on-farm management strategies developed over the using fresh manure could be applied to managing separate solid. And the future research, we will sort of focus on the improving pellet use efficiency. The original idea of a pellet is because you reduce the moisture content, you compress it, so you can transport this amendment to a greater distance than the separate solid or fresh manure. So it alleviates the problem near the feedlot. We have too much nutrients loading and we can ship it farther away. And before I answer any questions, I'd like to acknowledge all my collaborators and Alberta Agriculture and Rural Development and University of Manitoba, as well as the University of Alberta and the technical staff at the AFC and the Alberta Agriculture.
We have a few minutes for questions.
For the pellet? Yes and no. Just there are limited. I know that oil sand land reclamation. One company, like a very targeted the market, you know ahead of time this company needs this, you produce it for them. But there's no mass market for it yet.
Could you repeat the question for the audience?
Oh, there's a market for the pellets, and it's very specific, and there's no mass market yet. Yeah. There are some oil, still in Canada, we are the oil country, so there are some land reclamation after oil production. There are some specific need. In a sense, you are producing that for a particular company. You won't mass produce it just for as one of the manure management strategies. Yeah.
Since pellets is not really efficient and also will cost more to produce,
uh-huh.
and